The hare was torn to pieces within a yard or two of Parson Adams, who lay asleep at some distance from the lovers, and the hounds, in devouring it and pulling it backwards and forwards, had drawn it close to him. That some of them, by mistake perhaps for the hare's skin, lay hold of the skirts of his cassock, others at the same time applying their teeth to his wig, which he had with a handkerchief fastened to his head, began to pull him about, and had not the motion of his body had more effect on him than seemed to be wrought by the noise, they must certainly have tasted his flesh, which delicious flavour might have been fatal to him. But being roused by these tuggings, he instantly awakened, and with a jerk delivering his head from his wig, he with most admirable dexterity recovered his legs, which now seemed the only members he could entrust his safety to.